Welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you a daily dose of inspiration, business tips, and stories that you may not have heard from women that I think you need to know. So let's dive into today, shall we? Welcome back to another business episode of the Daily Hype Podcast. I am here today to talk about three things that you can outsource that nobody actually talks about. Now, I'm mainly talking to my solopreneurs here, because if you're outsourcing a ton of different roles to a ton of different people and you have your business set up in a very specific way, you've already probably started outsourcing. However, if you're right now trying to decide how to allocate, let's say, $1,000 a month to a team, maybe you're making $5,000, you know that you can allocate $1,000 to a team and it might boost your sales to, you know, another $3,500 or an extra $5,000 a month, then you're probably ready to do that, right? That $1,000 can actually go a long way in making sure that it helps make you money instead of adding any trouble to your plate. It actually adds resources back into your business. So if you're looking to spend that $1,000 a month, people typically go to the standard places. And it's not that they're bad. People go to these roles all the time because they're very normal outsourcing, you know, decisions. One would be that maybe somebody is interested in hiring a VA, someone to kind of assist on day-to-day projects, someone to kind of be there for like a point person, a behind-the-scenes guy, all of those fun things. The other thing people tend to do is social media management, because that tends to be a thorn in the side of everybody, is something that they don't really want to handle anymore. Another one could be maybe an OBM, someone to oversee the business, someone to guide you and to show you the different ways that you could take your business and to help you grow. All of these are great decisions. You could also be potentially hiring a copywriter for a specific project, or a web designer, or a brand designer. There's many different ways that you could take that $1,000 and make it into something that's going to really grow your business to new heights, let's say. However, there is something that people don't talk about when it comes to outsourcing, and that's the fact that if you can do it all, and if you really love doing all of the different aspects of your business, I would almost encourage you to think about how you can outsource your personal life. Now, hear me out. A lot of people don't like to do this because it feels like it's wrong, or that it's only reserved for like very rich people, but it's really not. If you're about to spend $500 a month on a VA, what if you spend $300 a month on a cleaning lady to come by? What if instead you spent $350 a month or $500 a month on someone to do all of your grocery shopping and meal prep for you for the entire week, every week? What if you paid instead for somebody to come by and help you, or for an executive assistant? Sorry. What if you paid for an executive assistant who kind of books all of your travel for you, does all of your, you know, minutiae, your day-to-day work? Maybe they run errands for you. Maybe there's some birthday gifts you have to pick up, or some packages you have to send, or mail you have to tend to. An executive assistant can kind of take over those things and manage your life while you run your business. And none of this is bad. I do not want anybody to think for a second that you have to outsource to things that you're already doing really well. If you can run your business well, and if you can run your business from the perspective of like, I like social media and I like my email and I love my clients, and I know that if I gave more time to my business, it would grow. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe you don't need people in your business. Maybe you need people in your life. Because here's the thing. Let's say you hire $1,000 of contractors for your business, right? Which is totally fair, a great decision. I'm never going to say don't do that, right? But let's say you do that. Let's say you hire some contractors for your business and you're paying like $1,000 a month. You still have to do your laundry. You still have to clean your place. You still have to run errands and drop this off here and go buy this Christmas present and do this and, you know, email this person back, whatever it is. You still have time-consuming activities in your life. And like I said at the beginning, a lot of people think, oh, I can't do that. That's reserved for rich people. Or who am I to hire a cleaning lady? Or who am I to hire a chef? Or who, like, it sounds so you know, preposterous to hire for these things, but why not? Truly. You know, and I think that we think that having somebody come to your place and cook for you is going to be $5,000 a month. No, it's not. It's not. Maybe people think that hiring someone to come clean their place every once in a while throughout the month is going to be astronomically expensive. No, it's not. It's not. It actually might be less expensive for you to outsource your personal life than to outsource your business. And that's the truth. So I would have you thinking a little bit about that. How much would it cost you to outsource parts of your life that are just draining? It's something I'm actually considering doing in my life, right? Instead of hiring more people in my business, what if I hired people to cook all of my meals for the week so that I know I'm fed? What if I hired somebody to come by once a week and just tidy up my place, do the shit I do not feel like doing? I don't want to clean baseboards after 8 hours of Zoom calls, right? I don't want to be on my hands and knees cleaning part of my floor. Like, I don't want to do any of this shit. I don't. Sorry. Hate to break it to you. Those are things in my life that are taking me out of my business. And in all respect, I don't like doing it. I like my business. I like conceptualizing new ideas. I like sending emails. I like doing things on social. I like working with my clients. So there are times in your growth that you can take a look and say, I'm allowed to do that. And maybe you feel shame as a woman. Maybe you feel shame as a wife or a parent that, no, these are my duties. Bitch, no, they're fucking not. You're allowed to have things that make your life easier in your business and in your personal life. That's it. And I hear this from clients when I bring it up to them where I'm like, what if you outsourced your personal life? They're like, oh, I could never do that. Like, who am I, Kim Kardashian? And it's like, no, you're yourself and you're busy and it's not that expensive. So it's something that not a lot of people are talking about and I do think is a very important conversation. Do you really want to outsource your business? If you hate parts of your business, absolutely, I would recommend it. But if you're enjoying a lot of what you're doing and you're like, this is going so well and I'm the one who's making everything run super easily, it might be time to just outsource your personal life instead, okay? Think about that. Let me know what you think. I know this might be controversial, so I'm very interested in the comments that we'll get on this. Shoot me a message at the Daily Hype Pod on Instagram. Let me know what you think. Comment on the post where we post about this so that we can have a little bit of a dialogue about outsourcing and what that means for us. And I can't wait to hear what you think and what kind of outsourcing you're doing yourself. Before you go, do not forget to rate and review and follow this podcast. It really helps a girl out. And while you're here, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check the show notes for any materials or links or even some special goodies. While you're at it, make sure to follow us on Instagram at the Daily Hype Podcast. Follow us as a team at Team AP Consulting or follow me, your show host, at Ashley_P. See you next time.